The Milk Bar, sponsored by www.wolvesmobile.co.uk. Saving you money on your mobile, making cash for your club.
Welcome to the Milk Bar. 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 Welcome to the Milk Bar.
Welcome along to episode 69 of the Milk Bar. No Zoe this week, she's being ill, and all of her usual stand-ins are unavailable. So, you've got just me. And you've got a band as well, so I'll introduce the band first of all. We have The Hold Up. Hello!
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 The guys are here. We had a chat with Adam the other week, but we've actually invited them in. I feel seem fairly normal.
I wouldn't say that.
No, well, totally not. It seems all right, bloke. So we'll see how you say musically performing live in a very short while's time. Fingers crossed that'll go well. And you haven't had to wear shorts, so you're quite relieved by that, aren't you?
I was looking forward to that.
Okay.
Wearing shorts?
Well, this is... Now, you haven't been told about a few things today.
Not by Adam.
No, but... You were actually, Zoe requested that you all come wearing shorts because she likes to see young boys in shorts.
I'd rephrase the young boys. Well, she might get arrested.
No, she is late 30s, so anyone over the age of 18 is still a young boy.
As long as it's over 18.
Yeah, they're 16 legally, but 18
morally.
Morally, yeah, you've got to think about these things.
12.
So you haven't had to do that. Adam was quite excited by the idea.
Yeah,
I can give you her email address if you want to send her a photo. Okay, that's the deal. Also, we'll be joined by Alex Carter. He's been in Hollyoaks, Emmerdale, and loads of other telly stuff too. So we'll be catching up with him very soon. Also, we'll be finding out about 42 Day when Jim Mowat joins us too. So that's all on the way. But first of all, on the phone we have Susan Murray, who's got back from a month in Edinburgh with her show The Glottal Stops Here. How did it all go?
Well, apart from being bedridden with gastroenteritis for 4 days very beginning.
I'm laughing, sorry.
Yeah, you're so sympathetic, aren't you? apart from that, it was fantastic. It was really good fun. Really enjoyed doing the show. I got good numbers in as well.
Uh-huh.
So actually made a little bit of money.
Made money in Edinburgh? What the hell's going on? That's not right.
I know, it's just not normal, is it?
Not at all.
So yeah, it's fantastic, and I saw loads of really good stuff up there, really kind of lots of really kind of inspiring stuff, actually. Yeah, and yeah, it was just great fun, really. I've really got the bug, and I'm definitely going to go back next year.
Was that your first time? I can't remember.
It was my first solo show.
So yeah. What was it like, though, being pretty much on your own? Was it what you were expecting? Was it everything you hoped it would be?
Yeah, it was, actually. I've done shared shows and compilation shows before, and I went up one year when the terrorist threat was really high.
Yeah.
So there weren't any tourists coming over. So we were kind of like getting single figure. Do you know what I mean? We're getting like under 10 people in the show. So the fact that, like, you know, if I was, because that was so bad. The fact that I was getting anything over 10 and then, you know, selling out a route, it was only held 40 in my room.
Yeah.
But, so I was just pleased with anything over double figures. So, like, when I was getting like 30 odd in a day, I was just, like, overjoyed. I was on at 4:30 in the afternoon, which was a bit weird, actually.
It's an odd time, isn't it?
But, I mean, the room's open from 1:00. A lot of people were doing early shows.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird in the fact that no one's had it. I'm so used to, sort of like, you know, clubs where everyone's got they're all quite tanked up.
Yeah.
And I was flying one day, and this guy came up and said, "Oh, I saw your show. I really, really enjoyed it." I said, "Oh, I remember you." I said, "You didn't really laugh." He went, "It's 4:30 in the afternoon. I was sober." So I was having to get the audience like, just pretend you're drunk.
Yeah.
But apart from that, yeah, I mean, I got some really good reviews out of it. You know, I've got lots of fresh jokes in my club set. So yeah, it was really, really good fun. And you know, being on your own doesn't really, you know, it's not a bigger deal because you know, you're there with lots of other comics that you've known for years anyway. So
and make any new friends whilst you're up there this time around, people you'd like to work with in future?
Do you know, I didn't, because I was so ill at the beginning. I didn't really go out that much.
So was it your delicate Midlands metabolism couldn't cope with the Scottish food this time round?
I think that's probably what it is. I think I had some ropey food on a Friday night. I had cheese and chips. The cheese was like really rubbery and tasteless, so I took that off. And yeah, a little bit of it, I think, but that's what probably set me off. In fact, the last time I've had it twice this year, and the last time I had it was January, and that was in Glasgow. I'm allergic to the land of my forefathers. It's probably punishment for moving away.
This is it with the family. You'd have thought you'd have been conditioned for this kind of thing.
I know. You know how people go, I've got a cast iron stomach. Mine's made out of tin foil. Honestly, I'm rubbish. Really delicate.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know, I do
keep track of what's going on in your world on Facebook since we actually had you in the Milk Bar a few months back now. And it is really interesting seeing the amount of stuff you've got going on because, I mean, you've been working pretty much non-stop, haven't you?
Yeah, but that's what we do. You know what I mean? Kind of like we work. You know, seven. You can be potentially gigging 7 nights a week.
Mm-hmm. But comedy really seems to be the one thing that's keeping people going as we come out the tail end of this recession.
Well, I hope so because I mean I know a lot of the bigger clubs aren't running on Friday nights, and they're having to expand out and have things like burlesque nights and bands on and. You know, comedy competitions and stuff like that. So they're just trying to keep afloat, really, which is great because if they go under, then, you know, me and several other hundred comedians are going to be a bit, you know, up the old creek without a paddle kind of thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there do seem to be a lot more. I mean, you can even if you can only stay in for a certain amount of time. And I think people just change their spending habits in the recession. Rather than going to the pub like maybe like two or three times a week, you might just go out once a week but make it a special occasion and go and see comedy.
And well worth popping along to see your good self.
Yeah. So, but I'm doing my Edinburgh show at the Lighthouse on the 18th of November.
Pencil that in diary. 18th of November, the Lighthouse. If people want tickets for that, what can they do to get hold of them?
Well, they can either ring the Lighthouse or just go onto the website and book tickets there.
Well worth doing. So Susan Money comes back to the land her parents chose to move to.
Yes, indeed.
So it should be well worth popping to see that one. It is the whole Edinburgh show unedited, the lot?
I'll probably make it a little bit longer, actually, because it was only kind of 55 minutes long in Edinburgh, because there's like a turnaround with the room, because there's other people, you know, in straight after you. So I'll probably expand it out, and I'll probably put more Black Country stuff in, because I can.
Yeah, and you can get away with it, and we'll understand it down here as well, whereas I suppose in Edinburgh, it's a bit dicey.
No, they kind of got it, really, you know, and I teach, like, you know, do you want to learn a Black Country greeting? And then I sort of coach, so I do a little bit of accent coaching in it as well. And I did like a Glaswegian greeting and a Geordie greeting as well. So it just makes it fun for the audience, you know what I mean? They're sort of like this, trying to do a Scottish accent.
Yeah, they're all multilingual by the time the show finishes.
Oh, they am and all, ain't they? But the end, there's quite a fun ending, but I'm not going to give it away.
Don't reveal. No, that's good.
No.
I'll look forward to that. I will do my absolute best to be down there for the 18th of November at the Lighthouse when you play Wolverhampton, because I think that's well worth seeing a young lady come to her hometown.
Yeah, brilliant.
Lovely. So, thanks for joining us, Susan.
No worries, Jason. Take care, darling.
Catch you soon. Ta-ra for now.
Bye.
There we go. Susan Murray returns from Scotland to the Midlands, and you can see her at the Lighthouse on the 18th of November. Right, to the lads in the band once again. Hello.
Hello.
I see it. Wake him up. But there we go. Now, Ben, why are you still texting? You've spent the entire time into that microphone over there, that one. You talk to that one on the stick.
Just like a little text, don't I?
Constantly. But who are you texting? Your fan club?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a popular boy.
Yeah. Oh, dear. So we're going to have some music from you. We had a chat with Adam, what, 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah, about 4 nights ago.
Yeah, and Zoe was going to be here, and which you did expect to be able to touch you up. She's not here, so you're excused that today.
Well, I let down.
I'm not touching you up, whatever happens, though. Ben's just desperate. Are you texting someone else to come round and stroke you?
Yeah.
but no, it's good to have you in. So recap on the band, when you started, etc.
Well, we've been together nearly a year now, haven't we?
Yeah, more or less.
About last November, wasn't it? We had a couple of band practices October.
Mm-hmm.
Not really taking it too seriously. Kind of thought, well, you know, the new year comes, kind of get some gigs out, see how it goes. Ended up getting forced into gigging a lot sooner than we thought.
Yeah.
Went down really well and took it from there, really.
Forced with it with the threat of money at the end.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Just supporting a mate's band, really. Yeah.
Sticks.
You will come and play for us, whether you like it or not.
Yeah. That's pretty much how the first gig came about, isn't it, really?
Mm-hmm.
With the voucher
on
it, that one.
Yeah, the voucher.
So, what we're going to hear? Some of the songs that we heard last time, or is it going to be new stuff?
Well, we've got two new songs that I think we've only ever played once live ourselves anyway, so it's kind of like this is really new material.
Mm-hmm. We just recorded them, haven't we? So,
yeah. Just recorded them last weekend.
Going to put them out there.
Okay, well, we'll take a listen. What are we going to have first then?
We're going to have one of our new ones, aren't we?
Yeah, this one's called The Only One.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
tell me I'm the only one. Be patient and your time will come. Remember I'm the only one. You tease me cause you think it's fun. Now I fall into pieces, the battle it's just begun. When at the beginning we thought we had already won. You can't change it now, it's game over, what's done is done. Just remember the time when you said I'm the only. Remember where it all began. You know that it was not the plan. Just dreaming in the dark again. Stupid to think that I could be your man. Is the battle, it's just begun. When at the beginning we thought we had already won. No, you can't change it now, it's game over, what's done is done. Just remember the time when you said I'm the only.
I can applaud. Anyone else joining? There we go. Ben and Alex are allowed to join in on the applauding because they weren't involved. Alex is currently the human microphone stand over there. Should we explain what happened? Somebody didn't bring leads. Were you told
Adam,
to bring leads?
Yeah,
you
did tell
massive
me.
Errors.
Bit of a foul. Bit of foul.
Major texts about the leads thing today.
Yeah, it was. I was aware. My apologies.
Such is life. Is the way it goes. We'll hear some more from you, Ben, and have another chat in a short while's time.
Okay.
Back to the phones we go, and we're joined now by somebody's brother we spoke to a while ago. That was Bruce Carter from The Whip. We've now got on the phone Alex Carter. Hello, sir.
How are we doing, Jason? You all right?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm average. Average, thank you very much.
Only yeah, average.
Yeah.
Now, but Bruce came down to Molyneux a while ago, and I was showing him around because it's quite nice. He brought his dad with him, and he brought his brother as well. And most people around the stadium seemed very interested in his brother. And I haven't got the clue who, because I don't watch telly, and I don't watch Emmerdale, and I've never seen Hollyoaks, but... You've been in both of those, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, you're not missing much, to be honest.
You're not allowed to say that. You're
no,
getting,
I am.
You're getting
I am.
In
I'm
trouble.
About 10 years. 10 years of it. It's enough. You need to have a break every now and again. But yeah, I just want to be clear that I'm not a dirty Wolves fan. Is that allowed for me to say that?
Yeah, you can say that. That's okay. I know it runs in the family, but you're the Latics you're looking after.
Yeah, Oldham Ass Latics. Oldham Pacific, as I call them. But yeah, not as glamorous. It's not as glamorous, is it?
Well, it's still a lovely place. I've been up to the ground. I came to see. I saw Steve Bull sent off there, which was a bit
oh yeah, we always did it. We always beat Wolves, Oldham, didn't we?
Well, I was allowed to read the Wolves team out of there. I'm not entirely certain, but the pay announcer up there invited me along, and I got to join in with the gang up there, and it's quite a nice little day out. I can't remember, I think we did lose, but it was a nice little day out other than that. A bit, not too bad a drive. But I mean, you've done loads of stuff. Not only have you mentioned Hollyoaks and Emmerdale, which we'll come on to a bit, but you've done some radio work up there as well for your club, haven't you?
I have, actually. Yeah, me and my best friend used to cover the Oldham Athletic matches for the local station. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see any football. I was just tucked up in the studio all day long. So it sounded like a dream job, but it was a bit of a nightmare because I was just underground listening to Latics lose. So it's not that exciting, I'm afraid, yeah.
No, but you got your big break in acting, I suppose. Was when you were 19 and you got your part in Hollyoaks?
Yeah, I've done plenty of bad telly before then. I've done, like, Where the Heart Is and stuff like that, you know, stuff that grandmas watch. But then, I suppose, yeah, it was my first proper job. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, 19 is long. I'm thinking 28 now, Jason. I'm too old for Hollyoaks.
But it's still 10 years younger than me, so I feel pretty bad talking to someone your age, saying you think you're old, but there we go. And the band we've got in. Say hello, band. There we go. The band are in. I mean, how old, Adam? How old are you, Liza? 18 through 22. To the microphone, it helps.
Yeah, 21.
21. So that's they're quite young, and they're on the verge of great things musically.
It's so irritating, and all you're ever told when you're young is that you got to enjoy it while you can. And I'm 28. It's so true, isn't it?
It is. So the Hollyoaks, that must have been absolutely great. Adored by women up and down the country, while teenage girls, while children.
Well, not really. No, I'm just like the ugly one in it. Everyone else is really good looking. I'm sort of like the ugly, funny one.
You've never been asked to pose for the calendar?
Yes, I have. I just say no.
You're not prepared to get your kids off in public for them?
Well, not that. I just don't want to be in a flipping calendar. You look like a right idiot, don't you? But you got to sign them as well. Because, like, everyone in work just gets them for the family. So they spend all year flipping signing the things.
So what is it like working on that sort of programme? Because particularly with Hollyoaks, and I suppose as well with Emmerdale, it's pretty much a factory producing stuff because it's constantly on TV.
Yeah, it's a bit nuts, really. It can be a bit crazy, and you just, cause it's a hobby, really. I always compare it to football because it's, you know, it's not something you ever think you're going to get paid for and make a living out of, and then suddenly it becomes your living. So every now and again, you've got to slap yourself, and you know, when you're whinging about hours and stuff like that, because it is a dream job.
You've sent me a text to say you'd just finished work, and that was about 6 o'clock on a Monday night. So that's not too bad. Do they have people filming into the night on certain scenes?
It depends, like, because obviously at certain times of the year they need it to be dark and they need it to be light, and we film it before the changes of, you know. So we've been filming a lot of bonfire night stuff recently, so we've been working till 4 a.m. But it's usually 8 o'clock start, 6:30 finish, so it's not too bad.
It's not too bad. So what's your character in Hollyoaks for starters?
He's called Lee Hunter. And he's a student. He's meant to be 23, but I mean, I'm 28 now.
Well, hang on. When you first joined then, how old was he supposed to be when you were 19?
15. I think he was 15, and I was in my school uniform until I was about 22, I think. It was embarrassing. It's terrible.
You must have had the mickey taken out of you, something rotten for that. And only by your family, because both your dad and your brother would take the Michael for that one.
Yeah, they rip it out of me. But yeah, what can I say, they're Wolves fans, so I can give them back. It's only recently they've been getting their own back, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. You're now playing as a 23-year-old. How old was your postman? Because what was the name of the postman in Emmerdale?
Oh, Jamie, yeah. I don't know, you know. I never even knew my character's age, because all I knew was I had a 40-year-old girlfriend, so I don't know.
So you snogged a 40-year-old in the series?
Yeah. She played Marilyn in Home and Away now. She's gone back into Home and Away, and I've gone back into Hollyoaks. That's how good Emmerdale is.
Hang on, isn't that Australian? So you had an Australian girlfriend in Emmerdale?
Yeah.
How on earth did that?
Are you? You're having a go with the Australian,
though. I'm just working out how an Australian ended up in the middle of whatever Emmerdale's called.
I don't even know. What is it called? Hotton. I think she came over to do Panto, and then she got a job on it, so it's one of them, isn't it?
And is she a looker as well? Was it a good job?
Hey, Google her, that's all I'm saying.
Right, well worth it, yeah?
Yeah, crikey.
So, and the irony, I'm sure it wasn't lost on you, for the fact that if you look up on Wikipedia, it points out that your dad's a postmaster, because your mum and dad were in a post office for Yonks, haven't they? And you ended up as a postman.
And my brother, Bruce, he used to be a postman when he was in, you know, back from uni. He used to be a postman, so yeah. And I live in a little village in the middle of nowhere, so yeah. It kind of is a bit too similar. It's a bit too close to home, isn't it?
But at least it means you got some way of looking up the character to get into role. You could actually practice back at mum and dad's at the weekend, and they feed you as well.
Something like that, yeah. They did feed me. I was fat when I was on Emmerdale. it's a lot quicker over there. They film it really quickly, so you're hardly ever in there if you're not busy. So I was just holidaying and eating and getting really fat. And then you turn up on Hollyoaks and there's all these slim 19-year-olds. So you had to lose some weight for that, flipping heck.
So you've been down the gym. So what was the difference in time, though? Because you handed in your notice, I suppose, at Emmerdale, and then they write you out being run over by a cow or something. I don't know. Is your character dead, or can he come back?
No, he's still alive, which is always a nice thing, really. It means that you've not annoyed him that much.
That's good.
But, you know, what did happen? I think I kind of just said I wanted to leave, but, you know, there's no rush. It's up to you. And then they kind of, it was about 5 months after that. And then during that period, I spoke to the producer of Hollyoaks, and they said, do you want to come back? And I thought, it's better than doing Panto. So, got stuck in for a bit.
So then, is there a chance for you maybe to get, do an occasional appearance in Home and Away as well? Is that a possibility?
Do you know what? I'd love that. I'd love to go out there and get some tanning done. It'd be lovely. Have you ever been to Australia?
No, there is a threat hanging over me. It's not somewhere I particularly have the urge to travel to be fair.
No, it's like going to Tenerife. It's just full of English people saying, oh, I don't like England. That's what it's like, really. But, I actually went with my brother. They were touring out there, and I just went around as a bit of a roadie. But it's nice out there. So, yeah, I would like to, if anyone's listening from Home and Away, yeah, get me a job, please.
That'd be lovely. So, and you've even snogged half the cast, so you'd be well in for when you get over there. So what's happening with your character in Hollyoaks since the return? You mentioned that they're now a student. So how many years away was it?
4 years, 5 years away I've been. So yeah, kind of. It's a bit strange. I just come back in. The good thing about it, I sort of get all the silly stuff. They just drop me back in it. I don't have serious storylines. I've got a girlfriend, just about whether I'm going to marry her or not. I feel like a cradle snatcher because she's 19.
So I suppose that you're only playing a 23-year-old though, so it's not too bad from your character point of view. But personally,
yeah, but it's a bit weird here when I've got to kiss her and I'm like nearly 50% older than her. You know what I mean? If you put it like that, it's always a bit weird.
It is quite fun. And you're not paying her, which is different. You're being paid to do it, so.
Yeah, but she's getting paid. I'm not implying that she's. You know, let's clear that up. But no, it's quite nice to get paid to cheat on your girlfriend.
So, but in the snogging in Hollyoaks, I suppose it's a bit more severe than what's in Emmerdale, isn't it? Because Emmerdale, it's, you know, a peck and that's it. And.
Oh, I don't know. I had some some kind of nude scenes in Emmerdale.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Whilst you were in your chubbier stage.
Yeah, but it's only afterwards when you lose the weight that you realise you were fat at
now,
the time.
I'm going through a fat stage at the moment and I keep thinking I must do something about it when I walk past a mirror, so it's even worse on TV because that puts pounds on you.
Get to IKEA, I got a very flattering mirror from IKEA. You know, mirrors, you look a bit thinner, don't you? I've got this mirror from IKEA, it's brilliant. Whenever I'm feeling a bit down, I look in it, I look great.
And then you do consider the calendar shot, possibly.
No, never.
Well, I mean, continued success with the series. You say you're filming now, you've been back how long, a couple of months there?
Yeah, about 4 months, yeah. Yeah, so I've been getting stuck in, yeah, it's great.
And do you know how long...
watching it.
Do you know how long your story is going to go on for at the moment? Have you got a good view of the way things are happening?
Yeah, I've kind of got will I, won't I marry my girlfriend, fiancé kind of thing going on. So that'll be keeping me going for a bit. And I just extended my contract for another 6 months. So, yeah, it's great. It's great, really, yeah.
It must be hard work trying to keep yourself in work, that sort of thing. You're a very good agent. And, of course, the talent that you do have. I've never seen your acting, but I'm guessing.
No. Watch it. I've had to watch Wolves. You can flip in, watch Hollyoaks at once, can't you?
I will give it a go, OK? But I'm not going to YouTube your sex scenes from Emmerdale. I know that one. I don't fancy that one.
Don't even say that on radio, please.
It's probably the best place for them is on the radio.
Yeah, they sound all right.
There we go. Alex, thank you for joining us. Lovely to have a chat with you. It's been really good.
Take care, Jason. See you soon, mate.
Okay, catch you soon. Try for now.
Take care, Jason. Cheers, mate.
See you now.
Bye.
Right, I'm going off to watch Hollyoaks or something. I think I can just about cover. Have you any of you guys watch Hollyoaks? Does it make any sense?
Lots and lots of ladies.
Occasionally.
Yeah. So there's some good looking women in it.
Yeah, there's lots of fit birds. Yeah,
okay, that's right. I've suddenly decided I'm going to become a fan of Hollyoaks then. But you're going to play this on the tune now? Well, that's what we got.
This song's called It's Gonna Be Just Fine.
Okay, and give us a bit of background on this one.
Well, it was on the radio last week. It was one of the first three songs we ever recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this is a bit of an old tunage for you.
Okay.
Hold up.
We shall sit back, take a trip down memory lane, and take a listen to the Hold Up.
See what you have,
feel so low, it's bringing me down. I'm saving myself from falling in too deep. It's not working out. Now you got me on my knees, and all of my hopes, and all of my fears, I keep them locked away, far away from you. I'm seeing myself through a different light, but I don't care, cause it's gonna turn out right. It's that feeling that you get sometimes, and you just have to keep on moving further down the line. And all alone it can be hard, I see, when all you ever think about is how to make it be. It's time, oh, it's time. Well, it's gonna be just fine. I'm out here alone, with a drink in my hand. It's so nice to feel like I'm in command. You know I've been waiting here for you. I'm so tired and I don't know what to do. You said this was easy, cause I don't think that's fair. When I'm losing now and you don't even care. It's that feeling that you get sometimes, but you just have to keep on moving. Time, oh, it's time. Well, it's gonna be just fine. It's gonna be just fine. Yeah, it's gonna be just fine. Fine, I know.
This is the point where we all applaud again. Right, okay, we go back to the phones. Jim Mert joins us on the line. Now, we spoke a while ago, didn't we, Jim?
We did, yes. It's about ZZ9 Plural Z Alpha.
Yes, the fan club, which is, well, more of a society, I don't know, a calling for people who read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
It's an appreciation society.
It is. Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. You've read that off the letterhead, haven't you?
Well, we appreciate things, yes.
Yes, and you'd probably appreciate my payment for my membership for this year, which I haven't got around to doing yet.
I did. We're flying up to the Bahamas already.
Right. And that's just not on the sails of the Beeble Bears either.
Yes.
Nina's still cuddling her Beeble Bear, by the way.
Ah, right, both heads?
Yes.
Excellent.
Because two are better than one. Mm-hmm. We've got to find her a gift for this coming year, so we must look for some good suggestions from somewhere within the universe. Anything you need to help out, much appreciated. Okay.
Well, we have some splendid badges that we're commissioning from an artist called Anne Stokes.
Oh, right.
So they ought to be good. You know the ZZ9 Plural Z Alpha, you know, the logo with the little mice and all that?
Uh-huh.
She designed that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's very talented.
So some quality badges coming the way of the members this Christmas?
Yes, well, we always give quality badges. It's a quality organisation.
It is. Oh, and I had a nice little badge in the post the other day in recognition of 42 Day, which is coming up on the 10th of the 10th of the 10th year.
It is, yes. And you might be wondering why it's the 10th of the 10th of the 10th.
Yeah, explain to the uninitiated what 42 Day is and what on earth you're on about.
Right, the 10th of the 10th of the 10th is probably the nerdiest celebration ever. It's
I liked it, which says too much about me, but there we go.
Well, yes. We're all very special people. the 10th of the 10th of the 10th, if you read that as a binary number, that's 10-10-10, and that will come out as 42.
So 101010,
yes,
in computer speak.
That's right. If
42.
You were a computer,
yeah,
you would read that as 42. 42 in decimal is 10-10-10 in binary.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought, hang on, that sounds like a date. And so it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're celebrating it by doing some silly stuff.
Now, 42 being the meaning, or the answer to the question of life, the universe and everything.
Yes. So possibly, if we meditate on 42, on 42 day, then maybe something special will happen. Maybe we'll come up with a question for the answer of life, the universe and everything.
It's a possibility.
It is.
Equally, we could just all decide you're mad.
We could, yes, yes.
It'd be good fun along the way, though, wouldn't
but
it?
I think you'd enjoy yourself more by joining in.
I think so. No, it's actually Sunday, isn't it?
It's a Sunday,
this coming Sunday, so... Oh, this means people can get along to events fairly easily, I would say.
Well, in one way they can, in that it's a Sunday, so a lot of people aren't working. In another way, events are conspiring against us, in that public transport is appalling on a Sunday. But we're going to get there anyway. We're
you can hitchhike. Come on, hitchhike. Think of it.
Well, we will get
there. It fits.
I have arranged a lift part of the way. We subbed it, and then we're going to get a tube the rest of the way. So there's all sorts going on. Yes, I have my sub ether thingy.
It's probably just a Bluetooth headset in your case, isn't it?
No, don't destroy my illusion.
Okay, sorry, it's magic, really.
yes, it is.
Now, obviously, there's loads of people in the Appreciation Society who are going to have a great time with this one. How's the press coming along with this? Because pretty much anything Douglas Adams, how long has it been since we lost him now? Is it nearly 10 years?
Yeah, you're asking me to remember stuff. It's been without Douglas for a long time. If you want to go see his grave, it's in Highgate Cemetery in London. Mm. And very simple, unassuming grave. And people put all sorts of little markers on it, little dolphins and things. You'll see little plastic dolphins on the grave. It's quite moving. Mm-hmm. But yes, there'll be events all over the world for 42 Day. We'll be celebrating Douglas's work, and in very silly ways. Mm-hmm. In London, for instance, Sci-Fi London are doing a special showing of the film at 10 o'clock.
I think I'd rather watch the series, but...
well, yes, the series is astounding, but we have that covered. Mm-hmm. In that, okay, we're going on a bus next, and it's 42 bus, and we're encouraging people all over the world to catch 42 bus wherever they are, and meet other people who are similarly inclined.
Okay.
And then... in London, we're going to go to a pub called the Shooting Star, which is near Liverpool Street Station. Mm-hmm. And we have very special guest stars. We have Peter Gill, who's just written a new book all about the number 42 and its bizarre nature. We've got Alex Polak, who's written a book in German about the science of 42. And we've got Kevin John Davis, who is involved with the television series that we just mentioned. He was one of the animators. The animators were Rod Lord in particular.
Yeah.
And Kevin John Davis, who was he was about 17 when he did it. And, you know, he has been in love with the world of hitchhikers since that. You know all the little Babel fish and stuff like that?
It was all cell animation, wasn't it?
It was, yes. There was no CGI at all. It's all drawn stuff, cell animation, as you say. And it's beautiful, beautiful stuff. And Kevin was involved with that, with Rod Lord at the time. And he'll be coming along to talk about the early days of Hitchhikers, about the TV series. And he's got a little presentation that actually I've seen before, and it's a stunning presentation. You know, he's got video, he's got audio, and he's got... all sorts of things from the early days, because Kevin himself is a director. He's directed Doctor Who documentaries. He's directed all sorts of things, and he's just in love with the world of science fiction and video. And so I think at the moment he's working on... I can't remember the name of the series. It's the name of the series where people clear out their attics. Cash in the Attic, I think.
That's very much like science fiction, that one.
It's a very odd series, isn't it? But yeah, Kevin's working on that, and he's coming along to give us a talk at the Shooting Star in London. So that should be fun. Mm-hmm. I'm going to waffle on for a bit. I hope you don't mind.
No, waffling's great.
Fine.
Saves me doing it.
Well, it does indeed. We've got things happening in cities all over the world. We've got people doing stuff in Los Angeles. We've got people doing stuff in Cordoba, that's Argentina. Milwaukee, there's a guy doing a sort of Scrabble thing. So,
you can see at the end of the first series, wasn't it?
Yeah, where they all pick letters out of what do you get if you multiply 6 times 9?
Times 9, yeah.
So there's something fundamentally wrong with the universe.
Mm-hmm. And prehistoric Earth, that was.
That's right. Mm. Yes. So we've got things happening in Glasgow. I've got ZZ Niners doing things on a bus in Glasgow. And in Edinburgh, similar things are happening. Warsaw, I was a bit surprised by this. But
so let's get to check that. That's the one in Poland and not Warsaw in the Midlands, isn't it?
They're not Warsaw. Well, there may be things happening in Warsaw in the Midlands if they've got a 42 bus, but this is Warsaw, Poland.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Paris, that's a friend of ours called Nicholas Botti is organising that. And he's part of a society called the Grand Order of the Serviette. Because a serviette is a towel in French.
Right.
So, yeah, the Grand Order of the Towel in France are doing a thing in Paris. And that should be quite fun. It looks very, very popular, there's that one. And then, of course, London. And we're doing things in London. So it should be a lot of fun. People all over the world are doing things.
Is there a website where you can go to find out what's happening to you locally?
Funny you should ask that. Yes,
I knew there would be. I knew there would be.
It's called 42day.com. Unfortunately, it's not the numbers. I couldn't get that. Somebody was already sitting on that, some advertising site.
Mm-hmm.
But it's 42day, all in letters, so FORTYDAY.
A bit like it would have come out the Scrabble bag anyway.
That's right, yeah. So 42dayinletters.com, and from there you should be able to find out all the information. There's a Facebook event. There's a Twitter feed. ZZ9 News are doing the Twitter feed.
Uh-huh.
And look for the hashtag #42day. And
I still haven't worked that bit of Twitter out yet.
Oh, it's what makes Twitter powerful. It's funny about Twitter, because Twitter looks frivolous and silly, and mostly it is, but once you start getting the hashtags, you can start running on themes and ideas and events, and so you can organize all sorts with hashtags. And all people have to do, if you use a Twitter client, do you use a Twitter client at all?
I do something on my iPhone, but I'm not entirely sure what.
Well, things like TweetDeck or something, they'll have a big screen.
Oh no, it's actually Twitter on mine. I actually proper Twitter on there.
Ah, right. Well, if you use a client, it'll have all sorts going on. You'll have various columns going down the screen, and you'll have maybe your own Twitter feed, and you'll have all your friends, and then you can set up searches in other columns, and you can set up things like searches for 42day. And if you do this, like #42day, people will have put all the things, if they're talking about one theme, they'll put them under a particular tag. And so you can see them all down there. So on 42day, I mean, in the pub, in the Shooting Star, we will have a Twitter fall behind us showing everything that's happening on 42day. All the Twitter, all the tweets that are coming through, we'll have them showing on our big screen on the day.
And I've just searched for that, and I can find things in Twitter now. Well, not only we had a nice chat, but I've worked out how to use part of the internet. Isn't that
hurrah,
that's good? Yeah. I'm happy with that. Jim, thank you for joining us.
Okay.
Always good to talk to you. And in honour of 42day, you've got a bit of a giveaway for us as well, haven't you, Jim?
We have indeed. We've got Owen Colfer's latest book and another thing. This is the latest in the Hitchhiker trilogy, which has gone on for 6 books now.
Yeah.
And this is, and another thing, Owen Colfer, we're giving him a copy away free, and we'll give it away free to one of your listeners who writes the best, what I will call it, a dribble.
A dribble? What's a dribble?
Well, you've heard of a drabble, which is a 100-word story.
I hadn't, but then again...
you have now.
I'm not very well educated.
Okay, a drabble is a 100-word story. Well, a dribble is a 42-word story.
Okay.
And if you can write a story in 42 words that has... that has characters, that has life, that has, well, a story.
Yeah, right, okay. On any subject?
On any subject. Obviously, we favour science fiction. Obviously, we favour comedy. But on any subject at all. And I'm going to leave it to you to pick the winner.
Okay, I shall select the winner. All you need to do is get that to me. You can do that by email and send it to themilkbar@jasonforrest.com. FORREST being my spelling of my name, but you've spotted that on wherever you've downloaded this from probably anyway. So,
And I'll ask you to tell me who the winner is, and I'll post them out copy of Owen Colfer's and another thing.
Okay, well, you've got 2 weeks to get that in, so we'll remind you of the details on next week's podcast, and we will then get a winner out a copy of that book. Brilliant. Well worth doing, and thank you for that one.
Okay.
A few more plugs for things. If people do love Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and want to get involved in ZZ9 Pluto Z Alpha, where do they go for that one?
That's ZZ9.org. That's O-R-G. ZZ9.org.
And that's a number 9 in that one.
It is indeed, yes.
And if they do want to find out more about your other side project, because you do a history podcast, where can they go for that one?
I do indeed. It's HistoryZine, as in HistoryMagazine.com. That's HistoryZine.com.
And you can find out all you want to know there. There's a nice little topic each month, isn't there? And there's a bit of history on
there. Is we're lurking about in the early times of the 18th century at the moment.
I know that feeling fairly well, actually. I had a fairly busy week there. I'm sure that's where I started out, but there we go.
Probably, yes. It's a long climb.
It is. Jim, once again, thank you for joining us, and I shall wear my badge with pride on 42 Day, and if I can get along to any of the events, I will do.
Okay.
I'm looking out for a bus, even as we speak.
Bye for now.
So back to the band we go. Now, Rich, you can tell us this time, and what are you going to play for us?
This one's called Can't Get You Out of My Mind.
Is it a cover of the Carly song?
No, it's about... girl I met on holiday.
Okay. Where
love day.
Oh, sweet. Where were you on holiday? Gornal?
In Magaluf. No? Magaluf. And then we got back home, and she lives in Newcastle, and I live here, like, so.
Are you still having a relationship?
Not a relationship. We still talk to each other.
You still send each other pictures?
Well, you could say that.
Okay. We'll find out more during the song. Let's take it away.
Get you out of my mind. The first time I saw you, I knew I had to make you mine. Get you out of my head. Every morning when I open my eyes, I wish you were in my bed. And it's so hard, 'cause we're so far apart. It's so hard, but I won't forget this feeling inside. You know that I can't hide it, 'cause I've tried. And I won't forget this feeling inside. And all I want is you back in my life. Is you back in my life. Is you back in my life. That day when we decided we should go our separate ways. I know it's for the best, but without you I just feel like such a mess. And it's so hard, 'cause we're so far apart. It's so back in my life. Is you back in my life. Is you back in my life. Is you back in my life. 2, 3, 4. So hard, but I And all I want is you back in my life. 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 1, 2, 3, 4.
And once more, applause, please, everyone. Thank you very much. You can applaud yourselves. It is allowed.
Thanks.
Enjoy that. No, brilliant. And I did enjoy the queuing in for when I got to turn Adam's mic up so I could hear his guitar solo. I still missed it twice, but it was good. I like that. It was a great help. So I'm not even going to go where the lyrics went in that one, but sounded slightly rude. But
half-felt lyrics, aren't they?
Half-felt.
Yeah. Something anyway. So
wants you back in your bed.
Yeah.
Naughty boy.
So was it a lad's holiday or were you away with the parents?
It was a lad's holiday, but then it was a pretty good holiday, to be fair.
I thought what happened on holiday stayed on holiday. That was the way it's supposed to work.
Well, a couple of my mates went back straight out over there. Not when we got back.
Really?
Booked a one-way ticket back and stayed over there for six or eight weeks.
Would it not have been cheaper just not to have come back?
Oh, no, yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Hey, there you go. That's the logic of some people. So, where's things going with the band? We had a bit of a chat around it, but that was just Adam's view. I mean, are you going to get rid of him, or are you okay with him in the band? Because
he has
undecided, yeah.
it's a tricky one, I suppose. But plenty of gigs on the way, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, well, to be honest, we're kind of like in the process of booking quite a lot of them now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were pretty busy over the summer, finished getting all of them summer dates out. And
we've
now
been
we're
recording,
kind of,
really.
Yeah, we were down in London for a week. Just done another two demo tracks up that we're kind of home producing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, after the gigs that we've just done over the summer, we're kind of in the process of rebooking up for kind of autumn and winter now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've got a couple of lined up, but we're kind of in the process of booking some more as we speak.
That's cool. Adam seems to be doing the bulk of the talking. Question for the rest of the lads. Does it annoy the hell out of you the way he keeps playing that bumfless on his chin as well?
Yeah.
what is all that about? Is that some sort of look that you've got going on?
That's his...
disgusting.
You know, that's how he attracts the ladies.
Little ghost, yeah.
Is it working for you?
No.
No.
Shave it. Or, anyway.
Staying, it's staying.
With the band though, I mean, what do you see the vision? Do you want to be a recording band or a gigging band, or is it just take whatever comes at the moment?
Really,
I mean.
Yeah.
Take what we can get.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, but at the moment, we've been more of a recording band, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
We're like the Beatles.
Yeah. Just as good as the Beatles are.
Good live shows on as well.
Like. Well, yeah, certainly you can handle acoustic guitar, the two of you, so that's working really well. It must be quite boring for Alex and Ben. Nobody else to join in. Although, Ben, you have not sat still all night, have you?
I'm a drummer, ain't I?
Hey, but when you're not texting, you're doing something else. You're slapping your thighs along to the song. There's a job for you in pantomime. I'll put you in touch with Alex.
Yeah, no. Keith Moon, ain't I?
But it's a good look to you. I mean, you've got a website you've just had revealed to you. No one else knew, but Adam's put you on a review site. Tell us a bit about that one.
I think it's called slicethepie.com, and basically I uploaded the three tracks we did there in London. Completely forgot about it kind of a couple of weeks ago. Checked my inbox on Hotmail yesterday and it says check this, you've had some reviews. Went to have a look and we've got kind of like 30-40 reviews on each song.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've kind of looked at yesterday.
And they're stealing quotes from?
Yeah.
On posters?
This is now the first that any of these know about it. So.
Thanks. That's how we roll. We don't tell each other stuff. We works better that way.
Yeah, sure. Lads, I've got a gig in 20 minutes.
I just didn't bother telling you.
It's my secret. I'm not letting on. Okay, let's have another tune from you. What we're going to hear this time round is your last song today.
Yeah. It's an acoustic version of one of the tracks you played the other week. I think Forget You Ever Knew Me.
Okay.
It's kind of like a toned-down version. Yeah, it's nice.
Well, we'll take a listen to that, and you can get yourselves in position, guitars at the ready, and was this one about anything rude at this time, or is it all wholesome stuff?
It's about another girl.
We don't do songs that aren't about girls.
No, that's fine. That's acceptable. That's all the best songs are about women, aren't they? But
I need to start writing about other things.
Pretty much nearly every song is about some sort of female that you've been in contact with.
What sort of female are there?
That aren't really female.
Yeah, we'll have to look at his Facebook friends and see if we can work that one out. Well, there we are. Right, okay, let's take a listen to another one of your tunes. 1, 2, 3, 4.
thought I was right for you. Now you look straight through me. Oh, your time's run out. Now I want the truth. Oh, whoa, situation through me. You know I said some things that I might regret. So now you look straight through me. Have you ever heard of forgive, forget? Spent your time at the top, and now you're sliding down the wall. I won't be there to break your fall. Oh, you spent your time at the top, and now you're sliding down the wall. I won't be there to break your fall. Well, no, not anymore. No, I've always loved you, and I'd like to think you've always loved me too. It's such a disappointing outcome, but can't you see my point of view? Whoa, whoa, whoa. So just forget you ever knew me. No, I always thought I was right for you. Time at the top, and now you're sliding down the wall. I won't be there to break your fall. No, you spent your time at the top, and now you're sliding down the wall. I won't be there to break your fall. Well, no, not anymore. Sliding down the wall, I won't be there to break your fall. When you spent your time at the top, and now you're sliding down the wall, I won't be there to break your fall. Well, no, not anymore.
Fabulous, really good to have you down. Well, really enjoyed listening to you. It's great to have you in the milk bar with us, so thank you for joining us.
Cheers.
No problem at all, and look forward to it. We'll get you back in sometime and make sure you update me with all the tracks you've done in London, so yeah, I don't have to download them off another website or
bring
anything.
Some leads as well.
Another time if you're gonna come in, bring leads. That's not a problem. We'll get you back in a few months time once you've done a few more tunes, and
we'd like
to hear that. It'd be really worthwhile doing, and make sure he shaves first, don't you?
Yeah, we can't guarantee this.
Well, hold him down and then get a razor. It's that simple.
Bump up chin.
Yeah, it's the way he plays with it. Does that really? She must put you off during gigs.
He's really sorry. Satan in disguise.
I'll turn away.
He does it on stage. Plays guitar with his feet and just fiddles with his beard on stage.
That's peculiar. You could never call that a beard. That's a travesty of a beard if ever there was one.
It's a fake one.
Yeah, you wouldn't pay extra and stick that on. No, that's not happening. Anyway, back to the plot. Cheers. Thanks, lads, for coming in. Good to see you. Thanks to all the guests on the Milk Bar this week. And fingers crossed, Zoe will be well and will be able to join us next week as we return for episode number 70. Ta-ra for now.
Good night.
Goodbye from the Milk Bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the Milk Bar. Yeah.